like a headless chicken back in those strange days. Didn't get my news from the papers anymore, but read it on the feed. You know, the feed, like what you give to animals to fatten them up for the eventual slaughter. Bunch of headless chickens pecking at the feed. Kinda felt like that, right? Nothing felt home cooked. Everything felt handed on down. My every thought, some regurgitated opinion, punctuated by beeps and clicks and chirping. I needed some quiet, somewhere to pray, something to pray about, something to pray to. Sign to hide behind, and your feet pass over the howling midnight traffic beneath you, eyes fixed upon the trees on the other side. Swift as you can until at last the pavement gives way to mud, the street lights to darkness, until the trees arch over you. And ah, such sweet relief to finally be in this quiet secret space alone with nothing but that. Is that a fire burning in the distance? And why would there be a fire burning in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the city, in the middle of the night? So you crawl quietly, sneakily as you can, until you enter the pyre's periphery and realize that's not a fire at all. That's the moon reflecting off a pond. And ah, such sweet relief to finally be in this quiet secret space alone with nothing but that. Again, and they started. So I stopped, and they stopped. So I move, and they start. So I stop, and they stop. So I move, and they start. So I stop, and they stop. Until I got so paranoid, I started wrestling with the tree branch. Slipped on down my pant leg and slithered into the river, leaving no sound but the drip drops of snow clumps falling into the water. So So I stared up at the star. You know, the one star you can see in Chicago when you look straight up. And there it was again. That sound. I couldn't pin it. Is that a squeal from a truck across the interstate? Is that a badger tearing someone's throat out by the river? It's almost just this chirping. Not even from the trees, just right above you. Just this chirping. This chirping. Let me tell you another story.
When the walls of the secret secrets them to keep us from all the walls we've built. Tell them they're creaking when winter winds peaking and the city's too cold for guilt. But now, trapped in our days, we'll file them away to lost and found.
Fire, things would be different, but the warmth is all yesterday's warmth, and the light is all cold sodium from across the river, and all the echoes rebounding, telling of snow and chirping, and all the libraries of letters unwritten, and the vault of letters unread, and I crave another story, but the mud's claiming me as its own, the silent walls at home beckon, and I'll tell them a story of the world outside that they can never know. That's the best I can do.